Hello and welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you a roundup of the key stories impacting the Australian financial landscape on behalf of Financial Services Online. Summer is in full swing down under, and with the mercury rising, around 27% of Australian households are facing major financial pressure due to skyrocketing energy costs. Interestingly, a recent study by Finder unpacked a stark reality. For an average household, the annual energy cost is around $408, a significant draw on the budget. So what can you do? Energy expert Chris Medikian says the solution could lie in your daily habits. Little things like moving your fridge to a cooler spot, using cold water for your laundry, and unplugging appliances when not in use can contribute to a noticeable reduction in your energy bill. In tax news, Australia's Treasurer Jim Chalmers is turning his attention to superannuation. With budget strains amid increasing spending demands and falling revenues, efforts are underway to restructure tax concessions on high-value super accounts. These concessions are expected to cost about $55 billion this financial year. The Albanese government's strategy is dual-pronged, combining spending cuts with strategic tax adjustments. This proposal has been met with mixed reactions, as it could affect those approaching retirement. We'll be keeping a close eye on developments here at Financial Services Online. On the retail front, Boxing Day's sales are expected to hit $1.3 billion. That's a 1.8% rise from last year. With inflation outpacing this growth, though, the pressure is on. The Australian Retailers Association believes that if the Reserve Bank cuts interest rates early next year, it could revitalize customer confidence and give the sector a much-needed boost. Meanwhile, our accommodation industry is getting a short-term lift with a cautious rise in consumer travel spending. Lastly, significant developments are afoot in the restoration industry. Rack Insurance, following Suncorp's footsteps, is joining RI Australasia. Broadly seen as a bid to improve industry standards and in response to escalating climate-related concerns, we're likely to see more insurers joining the cause. The planned launch of a new code of practice in 2025 will set the path towards further professionalization of the industry. Thanks for joining us today. Stay informed and stay tuned to Financial Services Online for further updates. For more information about our services, including insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off for the day.